So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Better late than never, delayed because the Steelers had a later practice today because there's one more. They'll practice again tomorrow before getting ready to play the Texans Monday night in the playoffs. And that means another rousing edition of Fair Game with Faribault. Nick Faribault, great Steelers insider. You see him all over X. You see him on social media. He covers the Steelers for Penn Live. Joins us right now to give his thoughts on this game and what's next for the Steelers. We call it Fair Game. We will ask him if something is fair or not, and he'll tell us if he agrees or disagrees with that take or question. And this segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Penn Brewery's Penn Pilsner, and proceeds benefit the National Down Syndrome Society. All right, Nick, is it fair game that the Steelers are an underdog, even though they're playing at home in a situation where it's a Monday night game and the Steelers have not lost on Monday night since 1991?
Yeah, Boney, I think it's fair. And the reason I think it's fair is because this defense that they are facing is something serious. I mean, I know we talk about it all the time, but you just look at from the edge rushers to the secondary, it's the best edge rushing duo they face, it's the best secondary they face. You look at some of the stats that this defense has put up, a lot of best since, 8 to 10 years ago. I mean, we're talking about some of the best stats the defense has put up in the past decade from this defense. So it's a legitimately great defense right now. So I understand why they're skeptical of the Steelers. I think it all comes down to the Steelers' offense, honestly, is why they are skeptical of them, why the bookies are on the side of the Texans. You can easily see the Steelers getting snuffed out in this game if they don't have a coordinated plan to keep Aaron Rodgers upright and try to move the ball at least a little bit. I think they'll be able to handle the Texans' offense, but I do think this Texans' defense is incredible. And so that is going to be a real challenge, I think, for the Steelers. I think it's very similar to the 2017 Jags defense they faced the last time they actually hosted a playoff game in front of a crowd at home. We'll see what goes on, but I think it's fair for them to be an underdog.
Nick, they did take on early in this season the actual number one scoring defense in the league, which is Seattle's, but is it fair game to say that Houston is, in fact, the best defense they will have seen all year?
I do think so. I personally think their personnel is just better than Seattle's. I know Seattle has kind of gotten the fanciness for the scheme. I think Mike McDonald's a great coach, but I do think what the Texans do is just really fun to watch. They just line up and just kind of say, we're better than you, and most of the time they are. They just have such a great array of talent. They're physical. They fly around. They're opportunistic, so they force a lot of turnovers. They have a bunch of different skill sets on the defense, so there's not really a ton that is weak. They play as one organism. I think that's the big thing. There's not a lot of broken plays. There's not a lot of busted coverages. It's not really a thing that you see from them. So I do think this is the toughest defense that they face this year. Overall, I think it's the best edge rusher duo they faced all year. I think it's the best corner duo and trio, really, because of Petrie. So it's going to be a tough one for the Steelers for sure.
Nick, is it fair to say that the Steelers will score more than 17 points in this game?
Personally, to me, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to cross that threshold. I think you look at the over-under for the Steelers. I mean, 17 is a pretty good spot, I think, to put that at. If they can get over 17, they should win this football game. And that might come with a defensive touchdown. It might come with a special teams touchdown. If they can get over that threshold, I think they should feel good about themselves. But I don't see it happening offensively. I just don't buy into the Steelers' firepower offensively. Really, the way the Steelers move the football, I mean, between the quick passing game and the run game, the Texans are great. They're the best defense in the NFL defending the quick passing game. You look at a lot of the stats on balls that are 10 yards or less. They are first in missed tackles, so they don't miss a lot of tackles. They're first in success rate. They're first in yards per attempt. They're first in all those stats you look at. So it's going to be tough. The Steelers are going to have to find unique ways to access it. I don't think they're going to score a ton of points, but I also don't think they need to score a ton of points to win this football game.
Nick, is it fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers is the better of the two starting quarterbacks in this game?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I actually like Stroud better. I still think C.J. Stroud's a really good quarterback. He's not the issue with their offense, but they're not that far apart. Stroud has been fine at times this year. He really shreds man coverage and has really good layering on his ball down the football field. But I don't love his ability under pressure at times. I think he wilts a little bit, just like Rodgers does. They both kind of wilt under pressure to a degree. They also can put the ball in harm's way at times when they are under pressure. That's really when Stroud struggles, and that's when Rodgers struggles. So while I would take Stroud a little bit more than Rodgers, I don't actually think it's a huge difference. So I don't think it's going to be a super big appreciable difference that's going to make a ton of difference in this football game.
Fair game to say that the Steelers will have more problems with their tackles blocking the Texans' edge rushers or their receivers getting open against the Texans' corners?
You know, I actually think it's going to be the corners. It's going to be the issue one, because I can really see the Steelers getting into a spot where it's very similar to the Cleveland game plan from a few weeks ago, where they're limiting Hunter and Anderson to a degree that it just inhibits the rest of the offense to breathe and live. You know, Derek Stingley is probably, if not the best, one of the best corners in football. You see Kamari Lassiter on the other side. I think maybe people don't know his name enough. He's probably the most underrated corner in football. And then Jalen Petrie in the slot is really good too. And those corners all tackle well. They're all really physical. They're all ball hawks. They all have great traits. There's not a lot of weakness between those guys. And so I actually think the Steelers are going to be able to somewhat limit what the edge rushers do. But I am a little worried about them getting separation and really creating yards after the catch, because that's what has been their offense. So I think the corners in this game are going to be a real issue for the Steelers. But I do think if they can at least control Anderson and Hunter, they'll at least have a chance to move the ball enough to still get enough points on the board.
Is it fair to game to say, Nick, that Steelers fans should be worried about the safety position on their own defense with Duggar and Ramsey and I guess Chuck Clark too?
Yeah, I think that's very fair. You know, these guys have struggled a bit over the last 3 weeks. The coverage busts against the Ravens were weird. Duggar got benched at some point in that Ravens game after the second Zay Flowers touchdown. He didn't play again. And I'm not sure he's going to see the full array of snaps he had seen before that. Guys, I would expect to see more Chuck Clark this week than maybe people think. So that is a little bit terrifying to a degree. So I think the safety position is an issue. It's the Steelers don't have a lot of athleticism at safety. They also don't have a lot of ball skills right now at safety. It feels like, you know, these quarterbacks will throw up contested catches to their tight ends, and the Steelers safeties aren't going up and making the plays that they should. I think about the Isaiah Likely catch. I think about the Harold Fannin touchdown, just weird catches at the catch point. They need to make those plays, but I'm expecting more Chuck Clark this week, maybe even more than Kyle Duggar. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more Chuck Clark. So that's, I think, going to be something to be seen. But I think the safety play right now is probably the most concerning thing on the defensive side of the ball, maybe on the entire team right now, given how they played the last 2 weeks.
All right. Is it fair game to think, Nick Faribault, that Monday night the Steelers will end their playoff win drought and defeat the Houston Texans?
You know, Pony, I've thought a lot about this. I think it's a really fun matchup. I think the Steelers will not get down early, that is, in a big way like they have over the past few times they've been in the playoffs. I think they're going to keep this close. I think this is going to be a rock fight. I have confidence in the Steelers defense to slow down the Texans offense. I think the Steelers defensive line is going to wreak havoc. I also think that the Texans defense is going to really stunt the Steelers offense. There's going to be a lot of punts. I think it's going to come down to field goal kicking. I think Fairbairn and Boswell are going to be really two key players. I just can't get over the Texans defense right now. And so that's kind of why I lean Texans in this one, in a close one. I'm talking 16-13, 13-10. I could see it being that low scoring. Every point is going to be at a premium, every turnover, every big play. So you can flip it. I think there's a fair chance the Steelers win this football game, but I'm going to take the Texans in a real nail biter.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it as always.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.